and he was sentenced to 90 years.
Karen Richmond is a former lobbyist both in Austin and Washington. In 1983, while in her hotel room in Austin, Richmond was brutally stabbed more than a dozen times, her nose cut off and blinded by her attacker, an employee of the hotel.
He was imprisoned for a sentence of 90 years, which came to 30 years, and now he's been released on parole with a GPS monitoring bracelet.
But what if the paroled attacker were to violate his parole, go off the grid? Richmond says the state's notification of that kind of violation was unacceptable. It was too slow.
The victim would be told by a letter from the Texas Department of Criminal Justice saying that your assailant has broken the terms of his parole.
Richmond set about the job of getting the Texas Department of Criminal Justice to stop sending those letters through the mail. She suggested victims would rather be notified more quickly and efficiently by a text message.
We sent out approximately 6,000 letters and emails.
TDCJ spokesman Jason Clark says Richmond convinced the department, and February 10th, the texting procedure went live for potentially all of those 6,000 victims of violent crimes if they respond to the email.
And the letters were letting them know that they had the opportunity, if they choose to enroll in a new notification system, that would send them a text message on three areas of notification. When an arrest warrant is issued, when that warrant is withdrawn, or an arrest is made regarding their offender.
Richmond says Senator Juan Hinojosa from McAllen helped her to work for the procedural change.
With this change, registered victims of a statutory offense will receive a text message notifying that a warrant or actionable offense has been issued against their assailant, and she will know that within approximately 20 minutes.
Richmond has written a book about her attack and recovery and continues to work through the trauma by pushing for change that helps others. She works for legislation and was honored for her work with the Art of Peace Award at St. Mary's University last week. Dr. Richard Pressman helped to found the President's Peace Commission at St. Mary's and created the award. He says working for peace is not just about politics.
Right, there's an aesthetic side to it. There's a touching of people's souls. And there are many ways to do it. And so we try to bring that idea, and we try to be an open forum as well.
Other recipients have included poet laureate Dr. Carmen Tafoya, author John Philip Santos, artist Brother Cletus, and John Branch, former cartoonist at the San Antonio Express News. In accepting the award, Richmond says she hopes the texting procedure will help other victims of violent crimes and encourage them to sign up through the Texas Department of Criminal Justice website. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.